Thank you and good afternoon. One arrest was made by Eureka Police in the two-vehicle collision that occurred near the intersection of Henderson and Union Streets Monday afternoon. A pickup truck driven by 32-year-old Trevor Hawkinson was involved in a collision with a blue van driven by a 74-year-old woman, a crash that resulted in the van losing control and ramming into the fencing at a front yard of a nearby residence. The woman was treated for her injuries, and no other injuries were reported in the accident. Hawkinson was arrested for DUI, causing bodily injury, as well as driving on a suspended license. Humboldt State President Lisa Rosbacher announced that Dr. Alexander Nyeti has been selected as the university's new provost and vice president for academic affairs. Nyeti will take his position on January 11th, and an interim provost has been chosen until Nyeti joins the university. It wasn't just academic and administrative experience that led to Nyeti's selection. Rosbacher linked his deep commitment to diversity, equity, as well as social justice as good fits for Humboldt State. Nyeti is currently a professor in biological sciences at Western Michigan University and has served in previous administrative positions. A passing motorist on Highway 199 in the Crescent City area helped a 22-year-old Brookings resident out of his vehicle after a single-vehicle collision occurred Monday afternoon. The driver was headed northbound on the 199 north of Idlewild when, for unknown reasons, allowed his vehicle to leave the roadway and roll down an embankment, trapping him inside. The passing motorist was able to help the driver get out of the vehicle, and the victim was transported to Sutter Coast Hospital for treatment of moderate injuries to his face and hands. At this time, drugs and alcohol have been ruled out as factors in the crash. The Fortuna Police Department has issued a warning to county residents to be on the lookout for a phone scam. The caller will claim that they are from either a bail bond service or the IRS and will try to pressure you into giving them money or bank account information for payment. If you receive these type of phone calls, they are most likely fraudulent and the IRS does not make any phone calls requesting information. If you do receive a phone call of this nature, you can contact law enforcement. Fly Humboldt has invited the public to a launch party at the Humboldt County Airport Wednesday morning as they welcome in new jet services. Fly Humboldt has done extensive work in trying to bring more air service to the county airport, and they will welcome in a new E-175 jet to their services. The event will begin at 11:30. The Humboldt County Planning Commission meets at 6 o'clock, and a public hearing will be held as the commission seeks input on amendments related to the medical marijuana land use ordinance. The amendments will provide for local regulations of land use for the commercial cultivation of medical marijuana that are consistent with the newly enacted state laws under the Medical Marijuana Regulation Safety Act. The commission will discuss the drafted framework and will seek public input on policy options as well as alternatives. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The California Highway Patrol responded to a traffic collision on Alder Point Road west of Garberville this afternoon around 2:30. The head-on collision involved two vehicles near Bell Springs Road, and as a result, both lanes were blocked. At this time, the status of the drivers involved are unknown. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office released photos this afternoon of a male suspect who stole a turkey fryer from the Safeway store in Eureka. The theft occurred on Thanksgiving Eve, and the suspect walked into the store, picked up the fryer in the front section, and fled the scene in a gold-colored SUV. The suspect has stolen items from the Eureka Safeway in the past, and anyone with information is asked to contact law enforcement. The Eureka City Council will discuss implementing a temporary ban on the cultivation of medical marijuana within city limits at their council meeting this evening. With the ban, the city can maintain local authority over policy on the cultivation, processing, and distribution of medical marijuana. According to staff reports, if it fails to get approved, the state becomes the sole licensing agent for commercial cultivation. Beginning on Wednesday, Caltrans work crews in Mendocino County will be at the Navarro River Bridge on Route 1 as they remove logs from a log jam east of the bridge. Those who plan to drive near the area should expect closures with delays of up to 30 minutes. The work on the bridge is expected to be completed by Friday. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.